Hi everyone. Welcome to Movies with My Mother. I am Lexi.
And I'm Mom Lori.
And today we watched Drop Dead Gorgeous.
We did.
It's from 1999. It was rated PG-13. It was 97 minutes long, directed by Michael Patrick Jan.
Yes.
It got a 47% on Rotten Tomatoes,
I saw that.
28 on Metascore. And 6.7 out of 10 on IMDb, which I think is fair.
Yeah, for this, yeah. It is kind of a throwaway movie. Just an entertainment thing.
It launched several careers, though.
It's
This was a big movie for Kirsten Dunst. This was a big movie for Denise Richardson.
Yes.
So, or Richards, Denise, whatever.
Richards.
It's Richards.
Yeah, and I saw a girl that I watch on, I've been watching the Game Show Network. And one of the faces I recognized was Samantha Harris.
Okay.
She was not in the main part. She was a different city's pageant person.
Oh, okay.
But she's now
A game show host?
yeah, I mean,
Okay.
kind of famous. I know who she is, and
Sure.
I don't know who a lot of people are.
That's true. It got a budget of about $15 million.
I saw that.
But the US and Canada gross was only about 10.5 million.
I saw that too.
I didn't see worldwide numbers.
I didn't see anything that said worldwide or home or anything like that.
Yeah. So I think like the rest of the world doesn't do stuff like this.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Like I think
Right.
they have like the Miss World stuff, like pageant.
Yeah.
But I don't think that like any other country has like little kid beauty pageants and young teenage girl beauty
Yeah,
pageants.
I have to agree with you in that. Yeah.
So yeah, maybe that's why.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting.
The plot is that a small town beauty pageant turns deadly as it becomes clear that someone will go to any lengths to win.
Any like.
It starred Kirsten Dunst, Ellen Barkin, Allison Janney, Denise Richards, Kirstie Alley, Mindy Sterling, Brittany Murphy, and Amy Adams are the big faces that you recognize. I recognize the dad too, but I didn't write down any of the men.
Yeah, what? Yeah, I do too, but I can't. I know he's been in other stuff. I didn't exactly, I know him. I've seen him. His name is Sam McMurphy.
Okay.
And, I've seen him in a lot of
A
stuff,
million things.
that's who he is. Actually, 73. Holy cow.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I did recognize him. But, we don't often look at the men,
No, and
unless it's a big name.
it wasn't about the men. It was about the teenage girls.
Right. And their trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
But yeah. And the lady that wrote it, Lona Williams,
Yes.
she was one of the judges.
Yes.
Pursed her lips the whole time. That was funny. I thought it was funny. That's what I would do.
Well, sitting next to an everyman and an obvious creep, like, what do you do?
Right. Purse my lips. And of course, I would be sitting to the beside the creepy one.
Course. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh well.
That's a little girl I worked with had flown down to Florida for a real quick stay with her family. Her sister needed some help with her kids. Well, she had some home renovation done, and she's just like, "I'll pay for your flight. I need some help." And she's just like, "Well, I can get away for like 4 days. Like, I can do that for you." And she's like, "Oh, cool." And so there was a kerfuffle with her tickets. Well, first it was you're gonna fly from here to here, and then from there to there, and then it was just like, well, she went to the desk to check on something, and they're like, "We've been paging you. We've changed your flight plan all around."
Oh no!
And she's just like, "Sweet." So she had time. So she's sitting in an airport bar, trying to watch, you know, like Love Island on her telephone, and men are just talking to her. And the girl that she told the story to was like, "Well, that's, you know, that's a pretty girl problem."
Right.
And I was just like, yeah, I get the creepy guys that just want to tell me about their moms and
right.
their stamp collections.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's who talks to me at airport yeah. bars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, that's exactly it.
You know, lawyers, real estate agents, they don't talk to me.
No. No. But with the creepy guy that smells funny, oh, absolutely. 100%. He's sitting beside me.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Talking to me like we're best friends.
Yep.
I don't know you.
Right. Oh my God. Craziness. So yeah. This was a pretty funny movie, I thought. Pretty ridiculously funny. When that tractor blew up, I thought, oh boy, we're in for a ride. Because I did not suspect that tractor was going to blow up.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew that we were in for fun.
Yep. That insanity was going to ensue.
And I thought it was the girl, the pageant girl, that yeah. was blowing everybody up and killing everybody. I did not suspect the real murderer. Did you, when you first saw this?
I think they might have been working in tandem.
Oh. Okay. Okay. I get that. Yeah. That could be too.
Because I wouldn't have put it past either of them to not be in cahoots.
Correct. Correct. Absolutely. Absolutely. But I didn't see it coming. You know, not having ever seen this before, reading about it. I did not see that coming.
Oh. Hey, you know, I saw this movie when it first came out. I don't remember if I saw it in the theater or not. But, like, this is a movie I remember, and it really does hold up because there are pageant people still in the world.
Oh yes, you know, yes,
those sad old women with their little kids just forcing them into pageants.
Right. Doesn't Daddy Dumpy Pants still own Miss America?
I think so.
So yeah. What do you know? But yeah, I mean, pageants have been in the news for forever in the United States. And you're right. I don't know if they're everywhere. I have to think they're not.
We think that, especially with the way, you know, reality TV is, you know, if there were teen beauty pageants around the world to be filmed, right. I think they would have been already.
Right. Yes, I have to agree with you on that. Yeah.
So that makes me think that they're not there.
Right. Right. Weird.
Yeah. Well, we're weird. You know.
Yes, we are. We also were pageant queens today.
Yes.
With our little TikTok. We certainly make a spectacle of ourselves, don't we?
Listen, I'm not mad. Listen, I don't get a chance to put lipstick on very often.
Right. Me either. Me either.
I don't have any problem acting a fool.
Nope. Not me either.
So, this works out for us.
Yeah. Absolutely. Once every other week, we get to put lipstick and have a little fun on.
Yeah.
But it was cute. I thought it was cute.
Yeah. And I did clock two F words, right. Which I was a little surprised at the PG-13 rating with two F words.
Right.
I think maybe because there wasn't a lot of violence, you know, except, you know, the implied murder of a few people.
Right. The only real violence we saw is when the reporter at the very, very tip end got shot.
Yeah.
You know, and we didn't really see her get shot, but we saw her kind of get shot.
Right.
That was it. That little bit.
Yeah, it was all implied.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe, you know, and there's no nudity because we're talking about teenage girls. The right. only thing fairly scandalous was when Amy Adams was trotting through in her red G-string.
Right. And white bra.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, that was really the only scandalous stuff we saw.
Right. And, you know, you see less coverage on a beach, you know, so.
So.
It's not like we really did see anything.
No, so.
Underwear. We did see underwear.
Well. You know, Lula.
She is beside herself. She had a nice little rest on your lap while the movie was on, and now she's raring to go. And her favorite target, Ash.
Well, her favorite target is Jellybean. Ash just happened to be in her way.
He likes to run with her.
She got a bite out of Jellybean yesterday and had just a mouthful of his fur. And I had to fight her to clean her mouth out. And just this little puff of fur. And I was just like, you little asshole.
That's what they do. That's what they... You should have a camera on them all the time for the hijinks that these three get into. Mouthful of fur, what? And it only shows up because of her little white face.
Yeah.
With a big old mouthful of black fur. Oh, poor babies. Listen to the way we talk about them.
Jellybean is twice as big as she is, and he could stomp her if he wanted to, but he's such a sweet baby that he's not going to fight her.
Nope.
Even though he should just monkey stomp her a couple times.
And she might leave him alone. Monkey stomp her?
Yes.
Okay.
He should just go King Kong on her.
I like the videos on TV where the cats do the parkour and they throw themselves off a wall or something.
Yeah.
Maybe Jelly could do that.
No, not Jelly.
Parkour right onto her?
No. I think Jelly's a little big for that, a little big boned.
There was one I just saw recently where this big cat was just running its ass off and ran right into a little cat. So maybe that's what he could do.
Just knock her down like a
monkey. Yes, just knock the little cat right out of the scene. Then the little cat came back and goes, and what? Oh my, I love the parkour cats.
Yeah. But getting back to the movie.
Sorry. Now we're easily distracted.
Well, there was about to be a fight.
There was. All right, Tallulah, come on back and be our editor and just sit with us.
I think she's thinking about it.
Good. Because we need some direction.
Yeah.
Especially today, we need some direction.
Yeah. Ooh.
We went out to lunch yesterday and
I was a little drunk.
We wanted to drink our lunch, but the waitress kind of wouldn't let us.
I think she didn't think we were serious alcoholics.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
She was thinking the best of us.
We are drunk. Let us be.
I know. Oh, well. I wanted to drink my lunch, but she just was not having it.
She really was... really drawing it out.
Right. My goodness. Okay. Back to the movie.
Yeah.
So, what were you saying? You were talking about... Well, you did. You talked about the plot.
Yeah. Talked about the cast.
Yep. It's directed by Michael Patrick Chan.
Okay.
As you said, and written by Lona Williams.
Yep, we talked about her.
Michael Jan was born in Albany, New York.
Okay.
In 1970.
Okay.
Actor, comedian, writer, director, which he has done just about everything. I could find hardly anything about him.
Oh.
Do you know stuff about him?
No.
Okay. He's best known as a cast member from MTV's The State, which...
Oh, okay.
I was not an MTV watcher, so I have no idea what The State is.
The State was like a sketch show for the MTV crowd.
Yes.
But it was weird. Like, a lot of it went over my head.
Okay.
Because, you know, where those people were and where I was in 1995 were completely different places. Okay. And so, like, I didn't really understand The State. Like, I couldn't really appreciate it. And I've never really even gone back to try.
Okay. Well, that guy's 10 years older than you.
Yeah.
I mean, of course the stuff would go over your head. That's almost a whole different generation.
Right.
When you're talking about comedy, I think.
Yeah.
You know, so... And I've never seen it. I did not know anything about it until I read that and I started to look into it. And it does. It's like a Saturday Night Live on MTV.
Yeah.
But not funny Saturday Night Live.
A little more subversive.
Right. I wasn't so going to say that, but yes, subversive is good.
That's exactly what it was.
He is married to soap actress Lisa Cicero?
Sure, I don't know.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I don't, you know. They have a son and a daughter. And I know who she is because I've seen her on soap operas. You know, her face is very familiar. Jan went to New York University.
Okay.
And he joined the comedy group there called The New Group.
Okay.
Which, again, I've never heard of anything like that. And that is how, what really turned into The State. So, it started in 1993 on MTV and lasted for, it said it only lasted for 2 years, but I think that it was longer than that.
I feel like they just reran it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And let's see. Jan and David Wayne, another member of the troupe, directed most of the sketches.
Okay. David Wayne is really funny.
Mm-hmm. 1999, he did this movie, the movie we watched, which is his film debut.
Oh, okay.
And he has also directed and written TV, movies, lots and lots and lots of stuff that we recognize. For instance, Reno 911.
Well, okay. David Wayne is tight with those guys.
Okay. And he co-wrote Let's Go to Prison.
Stop it.
I knew you would be shocked. We always talk about who writes stuff, but I don't remember saying that was...
I feel like we mentioned it, like, in passing.
Yeah. Because we didn't connect anything.
Huh. Oh, that's so funny. Let's Go to Prison, if you haven't heard our podcast or watch the movie, is one of the funniest movies you'll ever see in your life.
It really is funny. Again, stupidly funny.
Very stupid. Very toilet humor, just like we like.
Yes. Yes, he co-wrote that with Thomas Lennon and Robert Ben Gardant?
Garant.
Garant.
Yeah,
okay.
Robert Ben Garant.
Those
are Reno 911 guys.
Okay. Okay. But he has written, like I said, written and directed a whole lot of stuff.
That's funny.
TV also. Community. Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Flight of the Conchords.
I love Flight of the Conchords.
And his couple of his other films, I wrote them down, but I don't recognize them.
Okay.
Oregon Trail.
Oh.
Where apparently they Let's Go to Prison Again. Black Market, Oregon stuff.
Okay.
You know, horror stuff.
Sure.
Straight up horror. But I thought you'd get a kick out of that. I mean, this is stuff I've heard from you for a long time. The Community show. I mean,
well, we love Community. Yep, here.
And the Conchords, Flight of the Conchord. But that's all they're all the same people. You know, and we didn't put it all together.
That's so funny. Flight of the Conchords are two guys from New Zealand that moved to New York. And they, at like the New Zealand consulate, they have a music manager. And I think he's just like a consulate worker. And he's like the worst manager ever. But they have like band meetings and it's so funny. And they do just little shit gigs. And you know, it's just they're living their life in New York City. It is so funny.
Okay.
And they their little songs are so funny.
Yep. My gosh. But yeah, that, you know, that's all that I'm reading stuff and I'm writing something. Oh my God, Alexis knows this.
Yes.
And I thought she's going to be surprised when I say Let's Go to Prison, because, you know, I was there and we didn't really talk about that. We don't really talk about the writers when we're doing these. You know, I talk about the director. And, you know, it's beginning to start looking like all of this stuff is intertwined.
Yeah.
You know, this guy's on that movie and that movie and those movies and those people are on this movie. And it's starting to get to look like it's just a little group. Just a little group of people that keep doing more and more stuff.
Yeah.
So I thought it was cool. The movie was mostly filmed in Minnesota.
Okay.
Mark Mothersbaugh was the music director, I guess.
Do you know who that is?
Devo.
Yes.
I know who that is. As soon as I saw a picture, I thought, oh, that's the Devo guy.
He's done music for tons of stuff, but right off the top of my head is Rugrats on Nickelodeon.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Two Melissa Manchester songs were featured. And, you know, if you don't know who Melissa Manchester is, if you heard one of her songs, you'd say, oh, that one.
Yeah, Don't Cry Out Loud.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah. Everybody knows who she is, but they don't know who she is.
Yeah.
She's best known for her blue-eyed soul.
Yep.
So, you know, I think she's fabulous. She's got a great voice.
Yeah.
You know, so, but yeah. So, the music was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And put together very nicely.
Yeah, a good mix of, like, at that time, current stuff. Right. And, you know, old standard stuff.
Right. Right. The movie did not start out real great, but by its 20th anniversary, it was released on Hulu for the very first time in streaming.
Okay.
And it had such a huge following starting then. It's not streamed anywhere because there's a huge tangle of stuff with their production company and the studios, and, you know, three different organizations kind of own a part of it. And it doesn't seem like anybody's letting anything go. You know, so that's where you can't really find it streaming very often.
Yeah.
And if you do, it's on Hulu.
Well, we found it on Tubi today.
Right. But I think it's because things are starting to loosen up.
Yeah.
you know, back, you know, you had, you showed the DVD, you have the DVD of this. But since then, you know, 1990, when was this done? 1999. That was a long time ago.
It really is. That's almost 30 years ago.
Right. So, you know, since the it came out for its 20th anniversary on Hulu, really is it's only since then that anything has been streaming of it.
Huh.
So, you know, maybe that and it's old.
I don't know. I think it's one of those kind of sleeper movies. You know, not everybody went and saw it, but it's a great movie.
Right. Right.
You want to just sit down and have a laugh? This is a great movie.
Right.
Is that probably when it went into the cult sphere?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it had been in the cult sphere, but when it went on streaming, it exploded.
It got a little traction.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it's huge with gay people.
Yeah.
Younger people.
Sure.
So, you know, I think anybody would like this.
Girls that were 17 in 1999.
Right. Right.
Like me.
Right. I thought it was good. The reception was rather mixed.
Okay. See that.
Yeah. Well, you know, because it was, I don't know, I have to think it's a female movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't want to like those.
Oh, that makes sense.
You know, so, and pageant stuff. Pageant stuff, I think, is still kind of...
It's a little...
Taboo a little.
Yeah, because it's weird.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, look at everybody you know from the pageant. Honey Boo Boo.
Yes.
Weird.
Yes.
Whole family.
Whole family.
Wild.
And so often we hear about these pageant kids, and it is the whole family.
Yeah.
You know, it's just all too weird.
Yeah.
But Rotten Tomatoes says it's dark humor, sometimes hits, but mostly misses the target.
Which I don't agree with.
Oh, I thought it was...
I think this is made for a certain kind of... person,
right.
And that certain kind of person is definitely me.
Right. Right. And it's funny. It's just funny. Metacritic was generally unfavorable. And they thought that it was mostly just a miss.
Oh.
And then Roger Ebert and his fat head had to step up and say, it's a miscalculation of production and performance. But come on, it's a lighthearted movie. It's meant to entertain.
Yeah, it's not Oscar Bates.
Right, right. And why would why would Roger Ebert have even looked at this movie? I don't understand, but.
Oh, well, I think
do those critics look at all of the movies that come out?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I didn't agree much with him.
Maybe you put your stuff in front of him to get, you know, to get him talking about it. Good or bad, he's talking about it.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It's better if he's talking good about it, but he's still talking about it if he's talking shit.
Right. 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 So it was filmed, of course, I said, in Minnesota with over-the-top accents, which I just can't do that.
Yeah, I'm not good at it.
You're better than me. And Amber's hero was Diane Sawyer.
Yes.
And I've been watching Diane Sawyer for years, years and years and years. She was a beauty pageant winner. And then she went into went more into the political sphere. She worked in the Nixon regime. As different things. And when Watergate came up, she was in the group of people who worked for Nixon who were trying to say that he did not know anything about it and that everyone else was the problem. And even when it was proven that Nixon was involved up to his eyeballs in it, she was still working hard with her group to say that he was not. So, you know, that you know, you get paid to do what you get paid to do.
Yeah.
You know, if your job is to, if I'm paying you to make me look good, that's your job.
Right.
So I get it. Then she went into regular news, and she was she was an anchor on several shows, and she's still working. What she does now is you know, special reports and in-depth things.
Yeah.
But I still like her.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's what I got. It just seems like he's a prolific writer and director and comedian. I mean, he's got tons of stuff.
Okay.
But there's just not any, there's hardly anything about his personal life.
Weird.
We don't really know, you know, everything we know about him is in front of the camera. You know, so, and he's just kind of a normal looking dude. I mean, he's just, there's a lot of pictures of him where he's got longish hair and a beard and a mustache and just a normal looking guy. So, you know, he's not a pretty boy from somewhere. Weird, just weird. I enjoyed this movie. I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah.
Stir attention.
Oh yeah.
And it's just fun. It was fun.
I'm gonna say that this is probably the first time I've even thought about this movie in 20 years.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
But you know, I was happy to see that it was still on Tubi. I had gotten a thing that it was on the leaving soon list, and I was just like, god damn it.
But you dug it out.
But I dug out my physical copy, so I wasn't too pressed. But it still was on Tubi this morning, so we watched it on Tubi just because it's easier than dealing with the video game machine.
Absolutely. Turning it on, and I wouldn't do it. It's just, you know, you can't just put it in and turn it on.
Yeah.
You got to have all the passwords and the secrets and what's the code and are you using your left hand? And
got to do a rain dance.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
Stupid. Such things. But yeah, it was quite enjoyable. We had a fabulous breakfast. I guess we should just call it breakfast.
Oh, yeah. They talked about lutefisk, which I'm not eating.
No, I'm not eating that.
I'm not eating that.
No.
And you want to talk about other, like, you know, pickled fish recipes? Mm. I'm not doing that.
No. Even with my peasant background, I'm not a pickled herring girl. I'm not. No.
Just the smell of that shit.
I do like sardines.
Gross.
I don't know. There's something about sardines and mustard that are just beyond delicious.
Ugh.
But yeah, that's about the only. Yeah, no.
So we went to straight up Midwest and did a meatloaf with mashed potatoes.
And man, was it good.
It really was.
It was this was a spot on meatloaf.
Good. I tried hard.
I'm sorry you had to work so hard.
Well, no, I mean, I just, you know, I want it to taste good.
I know.
You know, meatloaf is one of those things where it's either great or it's not.
And why? We make the meatloaf the same way almost every time.
Yeah.
Why is it always hit or miss?
I don't know.
There's nothing in the middle with meatloaf.
Nope.
It's either really good or thanks for making a meatloaf.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was hoping for really good.
And it was. This one was really good.
Yeah.
But you put that extra soup mix in it.
The onion soup.
Man.
The beefy onion soup
mix. I will never make a meatloaf without the beefy onion soup mix again.
Yeah.
Because it just added so much flavor.
And they put crispy onions on the outside of it.
I tasted them. How fun.
Yeah.
That when you said that yesterday, I thought, wow, why haven't we been doing this for years?
Well, I did it at Thanksgiving and I loved it. And like, I don't think I've made like a, well, I made meatloaf a few weeks ago, but I didn't like it. I made it more like a 9x13 cake.
Oh,
I didn't make a loaf.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
Nice.
Like that one was fine. It was fine. But like I was actually trying today.
I'm thinking it's a matter of trying. I mean, I don't know about meatloaf. I love meatloaf. I love meatloaf. I always put pickles in mine, but you don't do that at all. So
Grandma always did too.
Yeah. Yeah. But I like pickles.
I don't.
I know. So don't put them in. You know, this is your house. You can put whatever it is what you want. And you're cooking.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're cooking, I'm eating.
Yep.
That's all there is to it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
But it was really good.
Yeah, I thought so.
One of my better meatloaves.
Nice. Turned out well. And it was, they showed other food. The, you know, the kids in the cafeteria, they showed them eating. And there was you know, a couple of buffet type things.
Yeah, there was one where there were like a dessert bars and potato salads.
Yeah.
I don't need any of that shit either.
I said when we were talking about it, I said I could make a Milky Way salad. And, you know, no. And then I looked up the recipe for Milky Way salad and it has a mayonnaise dressing to it. I thought, oh my God, I can't even imagine a Milky Way with mayonnaise dressing.
Just gross. Even with, you know, a sliced up apple to cut it.
It was more of an apple salad.
Gross. But
with candy in it. I can't even imagine. No. I like Jell-O salads, but you're not into that, so.
Oh, God.
I love putting fruit in Jell-O and carrots in Jell-O. And
gross.
I know. So I didn't make any of it. Plus, I don't need to be eating Jell-O. I can't stop when I eat Jell-O.
Mm.
I have to have more.
Just gross.
So, yeah. So, no, we're not. No, we don't do lute fish. And I think that's just really salted fish. I don't think it's pickled in really. But, oh, no.
Brine, pickled. What's the difference?
I don't know. But, yuck.
Yeah.
So that's why we had Midwestern meatloaf.
Yeah.
We had a good Sunday dinner.
Yeah. At 6 o'clock in the morning. We're fine.
Yeah, we are.
I got a little trivia. I don't got much, but I got a little.
That's what I said. I'm done. Yeah.
We talked about Lona Williams as the judge.
Mm-hmm.
This is the film debut of Amy Adams, J.C. King, and Amanda Detmer. Amy Adams was the girl that was like, oh, I'm 2 months late. I haven't told my boyfriend yet. That girl?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Allison Janney says that this is the project she's most recognized for by fans.
Really?
More so than anything else that she's done. I think she played the president. Or something in a show.
Didn't she play the president? Yes.
So.
And then people recognize her for this.
Yeah.
That is too weird.
She's the most smartest.
Yes. So the most smartest. Yes.
I love when the camera crew, when the adult women notice the camera crew and they're like, are we on Cops again? It's so funny.
And it's, oh my God. That was too funny.
Denise Richards at the time of this movie was 28 years old.
Right. Right.
And her dance with Jesus was fucking wild.
I did not. You said, wait for this.
What?
Why did she have a poodle skirt on? I don't understand that part of it.
I think that's to, like, harken back to old-timey American values.
Oh, of course. Of happy days.
Yeah.
Stuff. Okay, okay. Oh, my God. I did not see that coming.
And how goofy did that Jesus look?
God.
He looked so goofy with his Velcro arms.
It was hilarious. Just hilarious. And he was on wheels.
On wheels. And then she's like carrying him off the stage. And I was just like,
that's too much.
Stop it. The sacrilege of it.
Oh my God, that was funny.
Kirstie Alley didn't want to do fittings at the studio or on set. She requested that all of her wardrobe choices for her character be sent to the Scientology Celebrity Center in Hollywood for her to try them on there.
You know, and I said, when you told me that during the week, I was going to look up stuff, but I never did. I don't understand. I mean, nothing that she wore in this movie was revealing or sexual or inappropriate in any way, do you think?
No, not at all. I don't know. Maybe that's just where her stylist is.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Yeah, me either. And I did not look any of that up.
Maybe Xenu is her personal stylist.
Who is Xenu?
That's like their god.
Oh, okay. That's not nice.
Isn't it? I feel like that's right.
I don't know.
Scientology's fucking weird.
It is. And I don't know anything about it other than it's just weird.
I think that Xenu is their god.
Okay.
And the Thetans. I don't know. Whatever. Melissa Joan Hart auditioned for the role of Amber Atkins.
You could see that.
Yeah. Melissa Joan Hart is really a TV actress. She doesn't translate well on screen. She was in a movie called like Drive Me Crazy and it was just stupid.
Oh.
Like she doesn't translate to screen.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think I've ever seen a movie with her in it. Only stuff on TV.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which, you know.
Well, I would have to think it's a whole different dynamic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
On such a bigger scale.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, interesting.
Sarah Michelle Gellar auditioned for the role of Becky Lehman. You know who that is? She played Buffy the Vampire Slayer on the TV show.
Uh-huh.
She went on to play Daphne in the Scooby-Doo movies.
Yes. Okay. She's done a lot of TV stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
They wanted Goldie Hawn and Sigourney Weaver for the roles of Annette and Gladys.
Okay. I could see that. You can't?
No, well, Goldie Hawn I can see, but not Sigourney Weaver, only because Kirstie Alley looks like somebody's Midwestern mother. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and Sigourney Weaver does not.
Sigourney Weaver is a statuesque woman.
Oh, and she's really, she's beautiful in a different way.
And it's not that she isn't attractive. Sigourney Weaver is a beautiful woman.
Yes.
But she doesn't look like somebody.
You're right.
That is my friend's mom.
Right. I get that.
Kirstie Alley looked like I could have been friends with her daughter in high school.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely.
So that's why I can't see Sigourney Weaver in that role. But Goldie Hawn, you know, a brassy hairdresser in a trailer park. I can totally see that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh my goodness. That would have put a whole different spin on it, wouldn't have it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Kirstie Alley used Frances McDormand's performance in Fargo as her inspiration for Gladys's dialect and mannerisms.
Yes.
Now, we just watched Fargo recently, and yes, that's exactly what Kirstie Alley sounded like.
I've never seen that movie, only commercials of it, and yes, that's what I can hear, yes. Yeah.
And the last thing I wrote down is that the mall parking lot that Gladys is driving around in...
The Mall of America, yeah.
...is not the Mall of America. Okay. It was Eden Prairie Center, the same mall used in Mallrats.
Oh, okay.
And that's the end of my trivia.
I think a parking lot is a parking lot, don't you think? Yeah. So you drive around and you wonder, except, is there a parking space here?
There was a show for a minute on TV called AP Bio with Dennis from It's Always Sunny is the main character.
Uh-huh.
And that it was set in Toledo, Ohio, and he was driving to the mall to buy something. And he drives up to a building and it just says like Mall of Toledo. And it just looks like a shopping complex. And it's just like, if anybody had ever been to Toledo, they would know that our one mall, our one actual mall, doesn't look like that.
Well, we've had three malls.
We only have one left.
One, and I think pretty much they all look like what Franklin Park looks like now.
Yeah.
You know, Southwick was a big old flat thing with, you know, and the one on the east side was, yeah.
You forgot about Northtown, too.
Oh, yes. That was different.
Yeah.
That one looked different from the other. Yes, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and that really, you know, grates me. Like, if you're going to set a movie or a TV show or whatever in Toledo, Ohio, maybe have somebody come here and, you know, live for a couple days.
And see what it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I always think, you know, stuff like that. Oh, it's set in Detroit or in Toledo. Have those people ever seen that spot on a map?
No.
You know? And, you know, when they're driving around in the parking lot for Mall of America, Mall of America is supposed to be the biggest mall in America.
It's got a roller coaster in it.
Yeah, it has a whole theme park. And I could see you having to drive around a while to find, you know, and back then when it first opened, it was so popular. I could see that. I get that. And they never really showed the mall, so.
Yeah.
The stores, it was just the parking lot.
Right.
I get that, but you're right. If you're going to come to a city and do something, you should have it look at least kind of like,
yeah,
what it looks like. But, you know, there's a whole lot of stuff on Cops that's done in Toledo. There's a whole, like, section that's Toledo.
Yeah.
I thought, really?
Oh, did you see that they took us off Live PD?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's unfortunate. People love that shit.
Yeah. That's the only reason we were watching it.
Right, right.
See who's fucking up here in town. Do we know these people? No. What were they at?
What?
No, just like that. That was the guessing game. Where are they in town?
Right. You try to look and see what stuff looks around them. Yeah. And try to figure out. Yeah. I know. I do that. Thank God it's not in my front yard.
Oh, Christ. Can you even imagine? Speaking of which, the other night.
Right. The cops in my front yard.
We're minding our own business. We have been in bed for several hours, you know. I had just kind of rolled over a little bit, and I was kind of awake. And Justin was playing on his phone. And we're laying there. We're just kind of chatting a little bit. talking about the cats and stuff. And there's a rapping at the door, and we just kind of stop. And he gets up and he walks into the hall, and then there's a pounding at the door, and Justin's like, he runs back into the bedroom. He's just like, I think it's the cops. I saw lights and I heard a walkie-talkie. And I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what?
So he throws some pants on and opens the front door. And I get up and I put a bathrobe on because I'm just wearing a t-shirt and my underwear. Because that's what I sleep in.
Yeah, exactly.
And the just talking to the cop, and the guy's like, you know, a bunch of 911 calls have been pinged from this address. And Justin's like, I don't know how we've been asleep.
Right.
And the cop's like, well, is there anybody else here with you? And Justin's like, yeah, my wife's here. And like, I kind of pop up from around it. Justin is taking up like the whole door. Like, he is hulking in this door. And I'm kind of peeking around him like, I'm here. I'm fine. Like, nothing's happening. I haven't called you. Like, I don't know what's happening. And he's just like, well, you know, do you have like a deactivated phone, or like, do you have like a landline that might be glitching? And I'm like, we don't have a landline. We don't have no phones that have any juice other than, you know, our actual phones.
Right.
And I, you know, we didn't call you. And the guy's like, well, we're going to check with your neighbor, see if it might be them. But it really pinged from like this area. And we're like, we didn't call you. We don't know what's going on. And he's just like, okay, that's cool. You know, let me go check with your neighbor. And he didn't come back. So,
right.
I don't know what happened. But like, I didn't see a cop car. There was only one man that was on the porch. I don't know what was going on.
The other guys, the snipers, were all beside the house. That you couldn't see them.
Ugh.
Oh my goodness!
I was thinking about it after he left. We had snow. God, probably 10 or 12 years ago. Real bad snow and real. A lot of ice, and our gutters ripped off the back of our house.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And it ripped the landline out of the house.
Oh, yeah.
So if we wanted to get a landline, we'd have to be rewired.
Oh, wow.
So we don't have a landline. We just have the phones that we have in our hands.
Right. Right, that's so weird.
Yeah.
And I told her that I had seen something on somewhere that cat's paws are like our fingers, and they're able to make phone calls. They're able to operate the touch screens.
Yeah.
I thought, that is too cool. So, you know, did you check all the cat's phones?
I checked. Justin was playing on his phone, so I know his was fine. I checked my phone. The last call I had made was to you at, you know, noon.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. And then I put it on Facebook. I was just like, I'm sure it was the cats calling the cops on us because we don't give them cookies enough.
Right. Yes. And
so we settle down, we get back in bed. All of the cats are in bed with us because they're like, what the fuck is happening?
Right.
And Ash is crawling on me. Now, Ash is the only cat I can talk to like this because he knows that I'm not being serious. He's crawling on me. And I said, Ash, did you call the cops on us, you little piece of shit?
They say, yes. I did, because you wouldn't give me them damn cookies.
Yep. So we had a good laugh about that.
Oh, my God.
But they didn't come back. So I'm assuming the problem was at Carl's house.
Too weird. You know, I've got all kinds of old phones at my house.
Wait.
Did I get rid of them?
No. And that's what we told the cop. I said, you know, we have several decommissioned phones.
Yeah.
None of them have any power. They couldn't have called anybody if they wanted to.
I don't think so. But can you call? That'd be something we should have looked at. Can you call 911 on a dead phone?
Not a dead phone, but you can on a decommissioned phone.
Right. I know, because the sisters out in Sylvania take in old phones that they fix enough that they can get, they're like burners. They give them to women in danger that they can call 911 if they need to.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Oh, how interesting. It's, you know, to be woke up in the middle of your night to
banging on the door, the
pounding
cops
on your door. That is just too weird to me.
Yeah.
Just too weird. I don't know anything about that pinging stuff, but I thought that they can ping it to an actual address. But I don't know, you know. Maybe it is just an area.
I don't know.
Because don't you have a little old lady, you know, catty corner from you?
That house right there has an older woman and I think her daughter, and I don't know what's going on. I think the older woman might be ill because I haven't seen the daughter out much and I haven't seen the older woman at all. And the other day, a man was mowing their lawn.
Oh.
So I don't know what's going on over there, but I know that the house behind us has cameras all over the place.
Right.
So I would not be surprised if he didn't have a fancy security system.
Oh, that dials 911 itself?
Yeah.
Oh, that can get you in trouble.
Yeah.
That can become costly.
Yeah, because those 911 call bills are crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, how interesting. You lead such an exciting life.
It sucks, man. Sleep.
It's because you're the only house on this street, you know, between these two streets. You're the only house that faces the street.
Yeah.
The other houses are really behind you on the side streets. So that's why you're here alone on this island.
Yeah, basically.
And people just want to come here.
And people that live on this side, they're new. They've only lived there about a month.
Right.
I don't know nothing about those people.
Right. So, oh, my goodness.
But it was funny because the day before I had ordered the ribbon that we used for our pageant sashes.
Mm-hmm.
I ordered that and I ordered some CPAP filters for Justin's machine and they were delivered to Carl's house.
Oh.
And I was going to make a stink with Amazon about it because
that is a whole different street.
It's very, the picture that they presented with, oh, we delivered your shit, is clearly loud and wrong.
Right.
You can see the address on the house and it's not numbers that are my numbers.
Right.
And it's just, if somebody was looking with their eyes, they would have noticed that's the wrong house. So I was, you know, and I didn't want to go over and bug those people because, first of all, they don't like me very much.
Right.
I don't like them very much.
Right.
So I was going to make a big to-do with Amazon about it. But it had been thrown on our porch about 11 o'clock Thursday morning.
Oh, so they found it and brought it over.
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because they don't use their front door.
Right, like I don't use mine, right.
I only see them that they're on their back porch.
Sure, sure.
So, you know, I was just like, and I thought about walking over there on my way to work, but it's just like, I'm in the dark. I'm
right.
I'm wearing a dark hoodie.
And you know they have cameras.
And I know they have cameras, and I don't want to be a fucking creep.
Right.
Like, I don't want, you know, should I draw a sign that's like, just picking up my package, it was delivered to your house. Like, please don't shoot me.
Right. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I'm not a creep. I'm just going to work.
You know, but shame on Amazon. That is that's the wrong number. It's the wrong street.
Yeah.
That's just inexcusable.
Right. Well, they do have those people running so tight. Like, I order a lot, so I'm not surprised it hasn't happened more.
Right. Right.
But
Craziness.
But yeah, so then I was just like, is the cop going to come yell at us because our package got delivered to Carl's house?
It's your fault. That's your thing. Don't buy so much from Amazon anymore.
Well, because like one time we had like a bees were building a nest on the back of the house. And he's like, you got to take care of the. He put a note in the mailbox. It was like, you have to take care of the bees on the back of your house. I'm getting stung. And it was just like.
What?
The bees are supposed to be outside. What do you mean you're getting stung? What are you doing to get stung?
Right.
What are you talking about?
Were they killer bees? Is that why they were attacking?
It was just a little honeybee home.
Oh my God.
You fucking dick.
You don't go out your back door either. What was I saying? You were toward the back of your house.
I haven't even gone out and fully looked at the new air conditioner. And yeah. It's been there for 3 months now.
Right. You look through the window. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah, it's there. Looks cool.
I get it. I don't go in my backyard.
Oh, and my backyard is like fucking 16 inches wide. Right. What do I need to be back there for?
Right. Right. Oh, my God. It's weird.
Yeah.
Neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah, neighbors. I can't say anything. My neighbors are okay. Although the kids have taken to sitting on my front porch, which, why?
Oh, okay.
They don't have a little stoop at their house. I thought, well, maybe they like to sit on the little stoop.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, as long as they're not breaking stuff, you know, is it a big deal?
No, I don't care. I don't care if they're in my yard, you know, and they're just sitting on my porch. I mean, it's not like
maybe they see Reginald Manchego in the window.
I have to wonder if that is it.
Because when you went to Blythe's house a couple summers ago,
and the power was out,
I had the doors open. I had the window, you know, I had the doors open. I had the shades up.
Yep.
So it was light in the house. And Reginald was sitting in front of the door, you know, because he was hoping to go outside.
Right.
And the kids came up and were talking to him. And I was just like, hey, how you doing? And they're like, hi, we're talking to the cat. And I'm like, that's fine.
Right. Just don't open the door.
Yep.
But yeah, it's okay. I don't care.
No.
And they run across my yard. I don't care about that either.
No.
You know, I hope I never turn into that awful old person that's, get off of my yard!
I mean, it would be different if you had, like, chemicals on your yard.
Right.
And you were concerned for their safety.
Right.
Like, it would be one thing for that. But, like, just to be a dick and be like, get off
right. Your yard. I don't pay to have my yard green. If it's green, it's green. If it's not, I don't really care.
Nope.
I don't water it. I don't put chemicals on it. It's okay.
Yep.
Such thing, yeah. Yeah, but they're cute at me. But why are they sitting on my front step? I mean, I don't get it, but I'm not a kid anymore, so I don't know what that is.
Yep.
And I don't mind them. They're nice little kids.
Yeah.
If they see me, they always say, hi, how are you?
They're cute.
And the little baby is now, you know, walking. So she comes out every once in a while.
Oh, my God.
I can't hardly believe it.
She was pregnant yesterday.
Yes. And she was only pregnant for a couple of days. I saw her out walking to school one day. I thought, oh, my God, she's pregnant. And then the next day there's a baby. And now it's this year.
My God.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. So, but yeah, she's starting to come out now. She's must be a year old. It was the end of school.
Yeah.
I don't know. I am getting old.
Yeah.
Things are happening without me.
Yeah.
What else?
We got dead people.
And
I sent you a late entry this morning.
Oh, I didn't see it.
But we can talk about her when we get there.
Did you send it to the Facebook?
Yeah.
I do not know who that is.
She's like a little character actor, and I have seen her in many things. She usually plays somebody that is tightly wound, teetering on the edge.
Yes, now that there's a bigger picture of her, I can see
With a small voice.
Valerie McCaffey. Of course, it's not going to let me look at it.
I think it said she was like 71, and I think it said cancer.
That at 71, it says Desperate Housewives. I do not recall her from that.
I didn't watch that
But
show.
now that I have a bigger picture of her face, absolutely know who she is. Oh, young Sheldon. I recognize her from that too. Dead at 71. Oh, she lost her battle with cancer.
That's what it
Oh,
says.
that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. There are other big star, George Wendt. 76. Everybody knows George Wendt. That brings me to that funny story I heard about Fox News calling Kirstie Alley's manager to ask if she would give a little 3 to 5 minute interview with them
About George Wendt.
about George Wendt. Unfortunately, she passed 2 years ago. Don't tell anybody at Fox News.
I can't believe they managed to find her representation, but not her obituary. You know what I'm
Right.
saying?
Correct. What did they just like have an old phone number or something? They just rang it up?
Probably.
I don't know. I don't know.
But Kirstie Alley was a huge Trump supporter, so
Yes.
I know that she would have been thrilled.
So maybe that's why Fox News had her phone number.
Yep,
Okay.
she would have been thrilled to talk to Fox News for 3 to 5.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Loretta Swit at 87. Natural causes. Everybody knows Loretta Swit from MASH.
Hot Lips Houlihan.
Yep. Yeah. She, of course, was a did a whole lot of other
Oh,
things,
yeah.
but most people now think of her just as from MASH.
Absolutely.
That's she's wow. 87, wow. Singer Rick Derringer, age 77. Again, I read it, I didn't see a cause of death.
You know who Rick Derringer is?
I do not. Apparently, there's nothing in my head. I can see him, I can hear music, but I can't.
He did the song Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo.
Yes.
He did a lot of work with Weird Al. He did the guitar solo on Beat It.
That's right. That's right. I do recall that now. Yes. But, yeah.
Weird Al posted a lovely little thing about, they worked together for several albums and they were good friends, and it was a sad loss.
Nice. Jeff Margolis, age 78. He was a producer of he did present presented events.
Okay, why does it sounds familiar?
Was that the man that died in the plane crash?
The one in San Diego? No, that guy's name was Dave Shapiro, and that guy was an alternative record management. He represented Dave Shapiro represented Thursday, a band that I like that I've seen, and he was young, like 40, 45,
Oh, okay.
46.
This guy has put on things, the Met Gala. He's worked on stuff like big stuff like that. Academy Awards, I believe. Different things.
He does not look any type of familiar.
Okay. But he's done, lots of big stuff.
Okay.
All right, then I have some local stuff. A man named Norman Riley, dead at 78 or 98.
Okay.
He was a big supporter every year of Toys for Tots. He handmade wooden toys. And all year, he and his buddies, cronies, would make these little wooden toys and bring them to the Toys for Tots event every year. And he passed at 98.
Oh, well, that's sad.
And then a young woman that we know of, Lythe had a roommate a while back.
Yeah, for years they lived together.
Yeah, Kristen and Blythe lived together, and her sister, Roseanne Pfeiffer, age 38, was hit and killed while riding her bicycle not too far from here.
I'm sick about that.
Yeah, young woman has a little kid at home.
Yeah, a small child.
Yeah. Husband, family,
yeah,
mom, dad, sister, you know, it's
terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Just really a sad thing. Sad, sad thing.
It's terrible.
So that's what I have for Tess this time.
Yep.
And Roseanne was just killed yesterday.
Yeah.
That was just yesterday. And it was a day I did not watch any of the news. So.
And I didn't see it until I saw that Kristen had posted about it on Facebook, and I instantly messaged her, like, you know, I'm so
sorry. Yeah, just awful. And I know those two girls were real close.
Real close.
You know, I hadn't realized that Roseanne lived here in town. I thought she lived in Cleveland.
I thought so, too.
So I don't know if she was just here for something. She was a huge athlete. I know she did a lot of triathlons and stuff like
her
that.
Her husband, both.
Yeah.
Avid athletes.
So I don't, you know, I knew Kristen. I really didn't know Roseanne. So.
Yeah.
But I do know that they were close.
Yeah.
And it's just awful. A sad day.
It's awful.
Sad day. So. Okay, what else do we have? What else? What we're kind of narrowing down our choices for our lead up to our 100th show.
Yep, we've dug a few out of the collection. I've got to go upstairs and see if I can dig out a few more. I know that one of them, I feel like we just bought it. So I feel like it has to be like in the living room here, but I kind of looked through stuff and I didn't see it. Like, I think I just need fresh eyes to go through it. Like, maybe I'm just an idiot.
Right. Is it still in a bag?
No, because I just emptied out all the bags that I could find.
Okay. Because that's not unusual for me to find a bag. What's in here? Oh, I had forgotten about this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do that all the time. Oh, okay. Yeah, but... We're done. We've got what? We've got to get three more movies? Four more movies?
Wrote another one down. So we need two. We need two more.
Okay, I'll start thinking real hard.
And one is not streaming anywhere, so I have to find my copy.
Okay. Okay, and today's movie was number 85. I don't know if we mentioned that.
Yeah, no, number 85.
So 90 is just five movies away.
Yeah.
So, that's coming up real fast. I can't hardly believe it, Lex, that we've done this for this long.
I know.
You know, it just seems so strange that we just started watching movies together and now here we're on number 85.
Right. And I was looking through pictures the other day. I was trying to find old pictures of Tallulah because we got her right around the same time we started podcasting, and So, you know, it was in early to mid-August of 2021 when we started doing this.
Crazy.
And we didn't have, like, a set schedule because you were still working.
Right.
And you seem to only work weekends.
You know, I often worked weekends, yeah.
So, you know... We probably should have hit 85 a couple years ago.
A long time ago.
But
if we had a set schedule.
We've only really had a set schedule for, you know, what, a year and a half?
Yeah. Since I retired, we try to do one every other week.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But it just seems crazy that we've been doing this for almost 4 years.
Yeah.
Gosh, that just, you know, doesn't seem possible.
No. You know, this is my third notebook, and I'm almost, I only got, you know, I got about half a notebook left.
Yep. I didn't always put it in the same notebook, so I have several notebooks at home.
Yeah.
But I have collected stuff. But they're all together. I know where they are. It just seems so weird that we've been doing this long.
And you got a book for Christmas, you know, to keep track of them.
Yes, a really cool, fun book.
I've got a book. I got a book for my birthday that is to keep track of them. So I was going to start.
The book is called All My Podcasts Shit. So, and inside, when you open it, it has the podcast number and, you know, you put in the name and the recording location. I call our recording location Studio Norton.
Oh, okay.
I think that that's fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I always have, then there's a spot for a sponsor. And I always do the Sesame Street thing. This show is brought to you by the letter or the number 7. I do something like that.
That's cool. Mine is called Movie Logbook.
Oh, cool.
And it's not specifically for podcasts. It's really just kind of, I saw this movie and I liked it. And I saw it on TV or I saw it at the theater. And this is a star rating. And would I rewatch it?
Oh, fun.
But, you know, why can't I just put in, you know, the podcast number?
Absolutely.
While I'm writing down the movie title.
Yes, absolutely. How fun.
And nice. I told her that you have a book that you have filled in from the beginning.
No, right? Not from the beginning. I just got this for Christmas.
Okay.
Last year. So I started at movie number 74.
Well, I'm going to start this at number 100.
I'm okay with that.
So.
I just, you know, and yeah, no, I haven't had this all that long, but how fun, you know, that people do these kind of things for us. And I know it was just for us.
Of course.
But yeah, so we're quickly heading right to our 100th episode.
Yes.
And we hope that you'll have fun with, you know, our favorite movies.
Yeah, I think we've picked some good ones.
Yeah, and I don't think that they necessarily are cult movies.
No.
But they're our favorite movies.
Yeah.
So, but I would think that some of them kind of probably lean toward the cult.
I would think that most of them kind of do.
They're all that old.
It's not that they're that old, it's just that especially the ones that I'm bringing to the table are, you know, they're not movies that you see every day.
Right, because that's the stuff you like.
Yeah.
You know, that's your interest is that type of a movie. And those are the types of movies that turn quickly into cult classics.
Into cult films, yes.
Yes. Yes. So we're pretty excited about that. We're getting that organized.
Yeah.
And then, of course, maybe you don't know or you remember that our 100th movie is our lost movie where I poisoned Alexis and we couldn't do a podcast.
A restaurant down on the farm poisoned me.
Yes. So we're going to watch that movie again because I don't remember any of that movie.
Yeah.
I think I remember that it was a good movie.
It was. It was a really good movie.
Identity. So that's our lost movie from way back. That was way back a long time ago.
Yeah.
it seems. So
yeah, it was from 2022 because we had gone on a weekend to celebrate my 40th birthday.
And I was sick.
You
that
were,
whole freaking weekend.
You were sick that whole time. So we came home early and I said, well, if we're going to be home, you want to do a pod since we got the time. And you said, oh, yeah, let's do that. And we kind of threw this together real fast.
Yeah.
And you brought Bob Evans.
Right.
And Bob Evans soup over their mashed potatoes is something I used to love to eat.
Yeah.
I will never eat it again. No. I probably won't even step foot in a Bob Evans again.
Probably not. But yeah, me and Justin were just fine. And you just blew up.
Oh.
Within an hour, you were
growing up
out of control.
Oh, Jesus.
Praying to the porcelain god. But yeah, it was pretty awful. And I didn't do it on purpose because I had been sick, but I don't even know what I had. I was just, it was awful.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, we still kind of had a little bit of a good time on that weekend.
Yeah, we had a great time. I had a great time.
Yeah.
You go back to that weird little inn.
Yes, so would I. But I think I got food poisoning there. Because I had a yogurt for breakfast. And it was kind of not, it was kind of warm. It hadn't been refrigerated. And I think maybe that's what got me sick. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I just had a little flu bug, but it was awful.
Yeah, you were sick the whole time.
Yeah. But it was a pretty area. That mall was pretty, that lighthouse mall.
Yeah.
That was kind of nice. We saw Lake Michigan that day.
Yeah.
I'd seen Lake Michigan from Chicago, but never from the Michigan side.
We were in Indiana.
Right. But, you know.
We were in Michigan City, Indiana.
People don't think of Lake Michigan by Indiana.
Yeah.
They think of it by Chicago or Michigan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. That little part of the Indiana that's on Lake Michigan is where we were.
Yep.
It was kind of cool looking. It was angry.
Yep. And then we had driven up to Grand Rapids, Michigan, from there, and went to the outlet mall. That's where we found that movie store that Justin and I have visited several times since.
Yep. Yep.
But the last time we went, you know, we got in the car after we had bought our stuff. And Justin's like, I think this might be the last time we come here.
Oh.
He's like, because it really was just a few movies with a bunch of Funko Pops.
Oh, they turned more into, it had evolved into a toy store.
Yeah.
Rather than a movie store. Oh. But that's what, you know, that's how things happen. I mean, nothing stays the same.
No.
So, yeah, sad, fun, sad, you know, all together.
But yeah.
So it's fun. And yeah, we're moving, we're heading real fast into that 10 movies that we like.
Yep.
So, yeah, 85. What are we going to do for 86? We don't know.
Oh, hell.
These movies just come to... They come to Alexis in a dream, I think.
No, it really is like, what are we feeling like? What can I show Mom that won't turn Mom off of doing this?
I think this far in, you know, nothing will, because we're still having fun doing this.
Yeah. And you sat through Blue Velvet like a goddamn champion.
And you thought it would be awful for me, and it wasn't. I didn't much like it, as I recall, but
yeah,
it was interesting. It was an interesting movie.
But like, I really do keep your feelings like like my main priority when I pick the movies. It's your feelings and availability are, you know, really what I have to bounce between.
Well, I really appreciate that, Lex. I just, you know.
Because, you know, if it were up to me, we'd just watch scary movies all the time. And I know you don't want to do that.
But we, you know, we're coming up to scary movie time real fast. I know it's only June, but, you know, October will be here in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to decide what we're going to do with that.
We already decided we're going to do Universal Monsters this year.
Oh, I forgot about that. See? You got to keep reminding me. Lex, I don't even remember my own name half the time. You can't expect me to remember what we're going to do in October.
I think that might get pushed back just by our 100th episoding.
Right.
But, you know, November, there's nothing doing in November.
No.
We can watch scary movies in November.
We can still do scary movie November.
I don't really think that, you know, the Universal movies are all that scary anyways.
Right. Then why are we watching them?
They're great.
Okay. All right. Are they more sophisticated than slasher movie? Wait, listen, we have watched some scary movies that were trash.
Oh, listen. Most of the scary movies I like are of the garbage variety. But no, the Universal Monsters are, it's a lot of old Hollywood.
Okay.
And just how glorious old Hollywood could be. And just, you know, how they could take, you know, Dracula and make it just a beautiful movie.
Okay. Nice.
And with, you know, Frankenstein and you know, making, you know, such a horrific notion into a beautiful movie. I think they're just something to see.
Okay.
And since I know that you haven't seen them before, I think that they're something you should see.
Okay. Absolutely. Why not?
And I don't know if we're going to do Bride of Frankenstein or if we're going to do like Wolfman or something else. Because Wolfman came like way after the first run of Universal Monsters. Because Dracula was in 31, Frankenstein was in 32. Wolfman wasn't until like 45, 46.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay. Oh my gosh. Speaking of Frankenstein, I saw one of those babies. Reels.
Oh,
that was young Frankenstein.
Oh, stop it.
Oh my God, it was so cute. Oh Lord. Abby who? Abby Normal? My God, it was just, you'll have to keep an eye out for that. If you ever look, do those babies reels come up on your feed? My, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good heavens. Okay, that must just be me then.
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Phil. Oh, my. The Family Feud ones.
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right, I'm simple. I admit it.
Yep.
Little things make me happy.
Yeah. That's what life's about.
Absolutely.
All right, well, I think we've said our piece.
Absolutely. And more.
Yeah. And we'll see you again shortly.
We will.
So, until then, bye.
Bye.